If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Sun is shining outside in northern Illinois. Let's go to the southernmost part of our state. On a phone line is Carol Hoffman. She's with the Shawnee Forest Country, Southernmost Illinois Tourism Bureau. The website is southernmostillinois.com. And this is our Best of the Midwest series. Hi, Carol. Welcome to WGN.
From the home of the SIUC Salukis on the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail.
The C. Salukis and E. Cougars. Yeah, sure. You know, I don't know if you know this. I went to school in Carbondale and lived in Edwardsville for a while, so I'm dialed into that part of the country. It's lovely down there.
Excellent. Yes.
Is the sun shining there today?
It is. It's a nice sunny day, upper 40s, a little bit windy, but
the weather in southern Illinois can be so much different than northern Illinois. For obvious reasons, it's a long state, but we will sometimes have snow on the ground and you'll have 65, 70 degrees, right?
Right, absolutely. We're a five-hour drive south.
So talk to me a little bit about what southernmost Illinois is. I understand southern Illinois. It sounds like you're dialing in on a specific location. Where are we going to talk about?
Yes, absolutely. The very southern tip of Illinois. That is the Shawnee National Forest area. It's a very rural, beautiful area with lots of forest, trees, hiking trails, outdoor recreation, and the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail.
Which is 12 different wineries, right?
Yes, it's currently 12 wineries strong, and the Wine Trail is celebrating its 30th anniversary in 2025. What started out in 1995 as three wineries working together, you know, to promote the area has grown to 12 individual, different, unique wineries.
I see. And the trail, I presume, is in operation 12 months of the year, or do you recommend people come down there a certain time of year?
Well, it does. The wineries are open year-round. Of course, during the winter months, they do have reduced hours. Some of them only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. However, as we move into spring and summer, they will have expanded hours, some every day of the week, others 4 or 5 days of the week. So it all does depend. Of course, they're all always open on the weekends.
Got it. And what towns are we talking about then? Where would I stay? What would I look for on the map?
Well, Carbondale, where SIUC is located, is very nearby, kind of on the northern end of the trail. But then the wineries are actually near small towns such as Cobden, Alto Pass, Macanda, Pomona.
So the trail then, I presume, is a map, and maybe I'll start in one town, drive to one in another town. Is there sort of an organized route that people take, or is it just make your own route?
Well, we do have a map of the wine trail. Of course, your starting and ending point can all be based on, you know, individuals. It's about a 40-mile route where the 12 wineries are located. And it's a rural route, so there's no traffic. It's very scenic. Some of the wineries are only a few miles apart.
Yeah.
While others may be a little bit further, depending on, you know, which winery you're going to.
Well, 40 miles is not too far to drive for 12 wineries. What kind of wine do you have down there in southern Illinois?
Well, they have from very dry to very sweet and all those things in between. We even have one winery, Pomona Winery, specifically that uses no grapes. They all make other fruit wine using anything other than grapes, mainly apples, but also some berries. So that makes Pomona Winery unique in that way.
Is there a winery that is the marquee one? Is there the big dog down there, if you will? What's the one everybody goes for?
Well, when you say the key or the big dog, I guess that depends on your criteria. The first winery to be established in this area was Alto Vineyards back in the late 80s. They were the first winery, so they're kind of the leader of the pack in that way. As far as the wow factor or scenery or building an infrastructure, that tends to lean more towards Blue Sky Vineyard, who has the Tuscan-style theme, building and pavilions and landscape. So it, I guess it's based on your criteria.
Yeah, no kidding. Bald Knob Cross is down there somewhere, right?
It is. It's at Alto Pass, which is right on the wine trail. Bald Knob offers a very scenic view of the Shawnee National Forest, so it makes for a lovely drive. You go right by the Peach Barn Winery on your way up to the top of Bald Knob Mountain, so it's a great place to stop for lunch or snack or wine tasting.
Yeah, and the cross is this enormous, it's on top of a hillside, or I don't know if you call it a mountain, but there's this peak, and then there's this enormous, giant, in my mind, it was a white cross up there, right?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Let me ask you this. When I go down there, I guess I'd find lodging in any of these towns. Carbondale's the biggest one. But where do people stay? Are there Airbnbs? Are there motels, resorts? Where do people stay?
Yes, absolutely. There's a little bit of all of that. As you mentioned, Carbondale has your traditional chain-type motels, as does Murfreesboro, which is just to the west. But some of the wineries have lodging right on site at the vineyard, suites above Blue Sky Winery, vacation rentals right on property at the Peach Barn Winery, Alto Vineyards, Starview Vineyards, and then there are a variety of other cabins, cottages along that route as well.
The geography just changes so much when you come out of Chicago, and I know a lot of you know this, but maybe you haven't been down to southernmost Illinois. Obviously, when you get to Peoria, it's different, and then south of St. Louis, it's different. And when you do get to the southernmost part of the state, you can't even believe it's Illinois because it's just so much different than the landscape of the Chicago area or, say, northwestern Illinois, where it tends to be flatter and you've got all those farm fields. But now it's rolling, there are hills, it's more forested, it's the Shawnee National Forest. Isn't that like one of the biggest or most traveled national parks or forests in the Midwest or something like that?
It is. The National Forest is visited by probably estimated close to 1 million people a year. While it's free to go to the forest, so you don't need a ticket or pay an admission or anything like that, there are a variety of different hiking, biking, horseback riding trails, rock climbing in several locations. That's also a growing sport in the area. There's state parks within the forest boundaries, Giant City, Fern Cliff, Dixon Springs. So there's a variety of accommodations from very primitive and rustic to more developed.
This is Carol Hoffman. She's with the Shawnee Forest Country, the Southernmost Illinois Tourism Bureau. Southernmostillinois.com is the website. And if you click on there, you can find all of these locations and venues and plan your own trip. And I just, one last thing, I suppose, Carol, now or in the very near future would be a very attractive time for people in the Chicago area because we woke to a couple of inches of snow today, but if I come down 5 hours, say, on Friday to southernmost Illinois, I could have a nice weekend in a warmer climb, if you will, do the wine tour and then come back, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will not be seeing any more snow this year in our neck of the woods. I encourage everyone to make a plan to get down to this area. Get your free digital Shawnee Hills Wine Trail check-in challenge pass. If you visit all 12 wineries sometime during 2025 using your digital pass, then you will be rewarded with $5 in wine bucks that you can spend at any of the member wineries.
Yeah. Any last things you want to make sure we know about? Any festivals coming up or anything like that in the near future?
Well, all of the wineries have music and entertainment of some sort on the weekends. There are two Meet the Winemaker dinners coming up April 4 and July 25th. And then the regular wine and food pairing progressive weekend that includes all the wineries on August 1st and 2nd. Mm. All of this information and details and links to tickets can all be found on our website at southernmostillinois.com.
Got it. 2025 marks the 30th anniversary of the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail. And one last time now, southernmostillinois.com, southernmostillinois.com. It's lovely down there. I haven't tried the wine, Carol. When I was down there, I wasn't of a drinking age, and I wouldn't at all be drinking if I was under 21. So I'm anxious to sample some of this stuff, and I certainly can endorse what a lovely area it is.
Well, let me know when you want to make a trip.
Indeed.
All right.
Thank you, Carol. That's Carol Hoffman from Southern Illinois. Southernmost Illinois, they call it.